Hey, welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 43. Last time, we touched on derailments, how it affects you, what this does. We also touched on that last week a little bit about focusing and derailments. Now, in life, some of the people and some of the clients that I have worked with, the ones that have the most success, people ask me, they figure out exactly what works for them programming-wise. We go out there, we push it, we challenge them, as well as how many days. We've touched on that many times. Eating as well, pairing, realizing one cheat day a week is okay, but making sure we stay on course for the rest. Now, in life, one-off, this is what this episode is, caffeine reliance and caffeine, how it's going to affect you. One of the things that I have understood and realized as I am more and more getting into different facets is caffeine and reliance. So caffeine reliance is one of the biggest things that we see nowadays is people run from beginning tonight relying on caffeine. They then understand later the effects of it. You burn out. You don't have the energy. It's one of those things. Or you have too much of it. Then you're not getting any effect from it anymore. So many products nowadays have caffeine in it. We also don't get proper sleeps if we have it later. So my golden rule has always been I try to not have it very late. The latest I have, and it's still a little too late, is like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Usually I have my caffeine early in the morning because then it doesn't affect my sleep. It's one of the biggest things that I have noticed is if I don't have my sleep affected, I can then get up and be effective in the morning. The other thing is if you're having too much caffeine, it makes you almost in a lull. You have to do things, it takes longer. It's one of those things that if you have too much of it, you won't see the results. You also won't see the impacts of it. You also kind of actually get way more tired, I've noticed. So when I'm doing a lot of computer work, I try to have a bit, but then to stay focused, I don't overdo it. Caffeine being in so many things, identify the amount of coffee. Challenge yourself, see exactly where you're getting it from. It's one of the things that I would say that is if you start counting and figuring out, the golden rule would be to try to stay a little lower, cut it down a bit, but also make sure that you're having it earlier in the day. Because if you don't, and then you're having it later, and you're having too much of it, that reliance can really negatively affect your sleep and your day-to-day. Another thing that I have found is caffeine reliance. You don't get proper nutrition if you're having too much of it. A lot of people don't eat properly. This affects if you're not planning like a planned day. A lot of clients of mine and myself, you plan for your week on Sunday so that you can eat healthier during the week. If you don't, then you are grabbing things that are easy. Food relying that as well as caffeine. If you're caffeine dependent, then it affects that. It affects you, wrecks you, takes you down, and then your caffeine, you're getting too much of that and your eating is off as well. It's a double whammy. You then don't have the energy and it'll affect you in the long run. It's one of the biggest things that I have noticed over time is if you have both of these things, it affects your nutrition, your values, your food, basically in your body. You're not getting your proper protein, carbs, and fats. They're out of whack if you're not planning. Your caffeine is also then driving hard, so you're getting giant spikes, and then you're not the same person if you don't have it. You become very dependent on it. Caffeine is in the rise because of many things. People blame energy drinks, but people also drink so much coffee. They drink it late. They then don't understand where they're getting it from, pops, all of these things. So they have to sit down and really start realizing exactly where it is coming from and how it's affecting them. So as always, we try to challenge that, and we will get into that in about a minute here. But number one thing is when you're out and about, try to realize, look at your day today, start thinking about how and where, and if you go planned for food, then you can plan for your caffeine as well, and just understand how it's going to affect you. Another thing that a lot of people don't understand, especially in the workout world, is there is pre-workouts without caffeine. So looking into those, having two pre-workouts is one of the best things that I've ever done, having one with, one without. Depending on the time of day, that gives you the option, so you're not relying on one. I've seen massive results in that for me, and then I get the sleep so that it isn't a downward cycle of no sleep and it affecting me. I have found that to be one of the best moves that I have ever done is having the choice of a caffeine or the uncaffeinated pre-workout. Now, as always, getting into the challenges, the number one thing I would say is sit down and think about your day-to-day caffeine intake. So we touched on food, but today's focus is caffeine. Where do you get caffeine? When do you get it? So sit down and just write that down. Make a little, basically, notes and ledger. You would see exactly what when, how, and then see if you're having it later and when your sleep is. So if you had a really bad sleep, did you have caffeine late that day? So making that ledger, figuring out exactly, it's simple. You don't need to make one to two to three like we usually do. You're going to just write down exactly when and where, how, all these things, and then reassess and exactly see how it is affecting you in your sleep and your day-to-day. Are you having too much? You're dead tired? You don't have enough energy? And is that one of the things that's affecting you? And then it runs from day-to-day, so you become reliant on it. Those are the best ways to do it. You don't need to make certain amounts or all this control, like, oh, I need to make sure that I write down three things. If you have eight in the day, write down the eight. If you have one, then one. Just make sure that you see the tendencies and then identify and see that if you're having it too late in the day, how it's affecting you and your sleep, and try to understand that if you have a bad sleep, it affects you for multiple days. So identifying when and how you're getting your caffeine, and then assessing and seeing which ones you want to keep, which ones you want to cut. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.